This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We don't have the latest numbers of fundraising, but we do have some older numbers of fundraising, and I want to review that, but I want to review it in the context of why you ain't got no need to worry. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, where we look at the data, we analyze it through the lens of common sense, which is a superpower these days, one that I exercise every single day, and we get people to understand where things are in the real world. Because you get bombarded, man. You let me tell you, you have no idea. I know you think, oh, Kevin, I'm in the know, man. I'm telling you, you have no idea the assault on your senses, the assault on your sensibilities that occurs. And you know how I know you don't know? Because y'all contact me. You white people get scared. And then you go, I got to call my black friend. And you send me notes and you say, Kev, what's up? And I go, what are you talking about? I just read a poll. I just saw this. I heard on the radio. And you guys go bananas, man. I said the other day in one of my talks with you, I said, we set you off so easily. I used to think white folks set black folks off easily, because we would talk about, you know, I told this comedian buddy of mine, he did the thing of, you know, I'm so glad you said something. Right? That white people will go whisper something to a black guy to get him to do the dirty work. Well, guess what? We're doing the same thing. Black Lives Matter goes, hey, y'all got to stop beating up on black people, y'all. We got to stop beating up black people. Y'all just start to screaming and questioning yourselves and questioning your relationships with people and all this. And I'm going, what are you doing? Are you that easy to snow? That's like a child. I used to tell my kid, like, I would say to my son or something, you know, I'd go, you're a goat. What do you mean you're a goat? You're not a kid. What do you mean I'm not a kid? Dad, you're not a kid. You're a goat. You're a goat. You may seem like you're in human form, but you're not. You're a goat. We picked you up on a goat farm. And I would have to make my, I mean, I'm using this as a joke, but I would do games like this with my kids. I'd make them have to rationalize, what do you mean I'm a kid? Or, I mean, a goat. Well, technically a kid, because that's what a little goat is. But, so bad example, okay? But I would tell them things about themselves and make them go, that's not me. You cannot put something on me that I'm not. But I would do that as a rule, you know, whatever. And it would be based on what was happening today. You know, oh my gosh, you like pink. Well, then you're obviously very effeminate. You're a girl. You want to be a girl. What do you mean I want to be a girl? Well, pink, it's kind of a girl. It's a girlish color. You would admit that, right? And if my kid would go, right, I'd go, oh, well, there you go. But if he, no, I don't necessarily think pink is a girl. Well, why don't you think pink is a girlish color? I mean, that's the color that they assign to girls, isn't it? You know? And they have to rationalize their way out of it. But that's how you build a strong mind. Talk to my youngest son. This kid has got the mind of a Navy SEAL. You should see the stuff he brings to me politically. It is way beyond his years. I'll be like, hey, Dad, check it out. He's gone through puberty. He's like, oh, hey, Dad, check it out. Look at this. And he starts laughing, and it'll be some joke on Pelosi that a kid his age really shouldn't get. But he gets it. And he's got the mind of a steel child. You go to college, he goes to college, and you're like, man, with this black stuff and black that, and he'll be like, look, I got no time for that. You're not roping me in. Not going to happen. He gets it. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I want you to get it. I want you to stop being knee-jerky and overreacting to everything, because there's many, many more examples of the stuff that I'm talking about around you. You just aren't looking for them. Well, Kevin, I do try to plug into conservative news. We are all over the map. Is Fox conservative? Is that who you want to consider to be conservative? Fox is got a management team of liars. People that do nothing but cater to the bots. They don't even cater to the real the real situation brewing out there. They cater to bots. If you want to get somebody fired on Fox, let me tell you what you do. You get a bot farm, and all you do is you just have millions of, hundreds of thousands of people go on social media, get Sean Hannity as a racist trending, or Sean Hannity sleeps around trending, and next thing you know, man, he can be gone. It's that easy. It's just bots. Bots got me. There was no outcry for me typing about the Kavanaugh accusers being lying skanks. The left went after me, said, oh, look at all these people. And Fox overreacted. Why? Because they didn't have to care about me. I'm just a lowly announcer. But you could put enough pressure to where you could get any of them fired. Any of them. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about the stuff that matters. So I don't have the latest fundraising report, but I did look at some of the numbers. And the reason why I did this is because Obama's going to join Biden for a virtual fundraiser. They're going to go at it, man, because if anybody needs Biden to win, and no matter how crazy and demented the man is, it is Barack Obama, because he is under fire. The Senate is about to get in his knickers. He may get called to testify pretty soon. Who knows? Oh, I know. You're hearing nothing about it, but it is brewing. Now, Trump, according to the last FEC report, he's outraised Biden by over $100 million. The Republicans have a lot of cash on hand. In fact, they have double the amount that Joe Biden has. The Democrats are spending at twice the rate of the Republicans, which almost means that Trump has quadruple what Biden has, because their spend is double and Trump has double the money. I'm just helping you with the math here. Trump has raised more money in this election cycle than Obama did in 2012 and Clinton did in 2016. And they both had record-breaking fundraising levels. I want to put it in perspective for you. You are knocking it out of the park when it comes to helping Trump raise money. And despite what the Democrats have tried to do to destroy him, they cannot get Donald Trump. The reason why you're not seeing a whole lot of Trump polling, you know, there's a lot of times you'll get, oh, Trump is down. He's down 3 more points on the daily tracking polls and all this. You aren't hearing anything about polls. Black Lives Matter is burning the country down, and you're not hearing about polls, are you? Yeah. Because Donald Trump's not doing bad in the polls. Donald Trump raised $200 million more at this point than he did in 2016. He's $100 million more than Biden. He's raised more money by $50 million than Obama in 2012, and Obama outraised Hillary Clinton. So, how are the Dems doing? Not very good. How are their prospects? Not very good. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour, a lot to talk about this show. I'm glad you guys are with me. I'm going to talk about an Indian man who crucifies the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Are you one of those people who's raging against Trump? You know, the protests in America and all that. Are you one of those who's acting like, you know, Trump is the devil himself? If you are, you're a f***ing moron. Or you're a f***ing crook.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I have the same sentiment as that American man of Indian descent or Pakistani descent. You are a moron or a crook if you are raging against Donald Trump. You are part of the problem. You are certainly not part of the solution. And I want to play the rest of his clip because he goes on to really give some amazing knowledge to make sense of it all. And I'm playing this because as a lot of you write to me and you say, Kevin, I love your show because you give us so much insight on the things that we're not finding. That's kind of the job of what we do. My producers, we go out every single day and we peruse everything that's out there to give you the average person's take. I cannot tell you how many videos there are of black people. People that don't fit the narrative of conservative or whatever. And these people do not like Democrats. They don't like BLM. They don't like the rioters and the looters. They understand the situation as we define it. They see with clarity what's going on in this country. And the media overlooks it. I want you to understand right now, the media is not even talking about the Senate hearings on the most egregious overstep, the most scandalous administration and the things that are going on with that. They aren't even covering this. They aren't covering that white kids are the ones who really are providing all this nonsense around BLM. They aren't covering this stuff. All the things that are really newsworthy, they're not covering. They don't dare tell you the truth. Not only would it make you mad, I mean that's what it should do. It should make you frustrated and sad. I mean that these people will not allow the real narratives to get out there because they are so invested in the other. They've got to win. And Donald Trump, I did a whole series on fake news. Donald Trump making the news fake, letting people know, don't believe these people. They're liars. And they can't stand it. They hate Donald Trump for that. They're so used to you just taking it in. I used to take it in. I'm from the Walter Cronkite. That's the way it was. Oh, there it was, right there. Walter said it. It has to be. But somewhere along the way, that stopped. And you know what Donald Trump did? He made you recognize it. But if you think it's just you, look, I tell people all the time, don't ever think the world moves to just your way of thinking. You have to be objective in looking. But you look at all the clues. And you can only come to one conclusion. The Democrats are in big trouble. They have literally emptied every weapon they have in hopes that this pays off. And on November the 3rd, you're going to disappoint them mightily. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Glad you're with me. I want to continue playing this clip of this Indian man he's an American who's an Indian, and he recognizes this stuff, and he says, you're either an idiot or you're in on the grift. If you believe that Donald Trump is not the right person at the right time, if you're an anti-Trumper, you're on the grift, or you're just too stupid. And that is the definition of the average Democrat. No, I didn't Freudian slip and say Republican. That is the average Democrat. They're either stupid or they're making money off of you. Those are your choices. Because that's the only thing that explains their insanity. Here's the rest of this guy's clip.
Because let's look at some realities here. The reality is in Libya right now, there are slave markets where black men are bought and sold today as property. Today. Not 200 years ago, today. And it happened during Obama's presidency, and it happened when Hillary Clinton was a U.S. foreign minister, which is the Secretary of State. Did that bother you? Do you protest? Did any of these people burning and looting and protesting go burn anything then? Are you protesting the slave markets of Libya? No. How about concentration camps? You think dumps a Nazi? There are concentration camps in China right now. Hundreds of thousands of Uyghur Muslim men are in concentration camps run by China. China is having Han Chinese men sleeping with the wives of these Muslim women so that they get Han children. China is raping Muslim women by the thousands. Are you protesting? No. Are you protesting about the LGBT, the homosexuals who get thrown off buildings as sinners in the Middle East? No. Arab militias killed 300,000 blacks in Sudan not too long ago. Did that bother you? No. George Bush, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden sent America to a war built on a bunch of lies that ended up breaking the Middle East and ended up in the deaths of, what, maybe a million people? Did you protest? No. Iran is jailing women for 30 years only for the sin of removing their headscarves. Does that bother you? No. You guys are hypocrites. Because the reality is that everywhere in the world where there is real horror, real slave markets, real slavery, real slaughter of black people, real concentration camps, real persecution of LGBTs, real persecution of women, you don't give a shit about any of that. You don't give a shit about the leaders of both the Democrat and the Republican parties who caused slaughter of vast scale for nothing. But Trump, who hasn't done anything, who hasn't even gone to war when the American deep state keeps wanting to go to war, he refuses to go to war, he refuses to kill people, that drives you nuts. You're stupid. I don't know how self-righteous you think you are. I mean, every bloody idiot in the world, like... Salman Rushdie is giving lectures to Trump about tyranny and dictatorship. Jesus! Really? You... I hope Trump wins in 2020. And I hope that he will make you guys cry for some more years yet. Because you guys are crooks and fools. You guys are dishonest, and you guys are full of self-righteousness that counts for nothing, because you do not want to look at the real evils in the world. Hey, Trump. Go, Trump. Make America great. Welcome.
I love this guy. Wow. I love that. In Libya, a black man being bought as slaves today. Do you protest? No. Burning and looting. Is there any burning and looting over the slave markets? Nope. Concentration camps in China. Oh, with legal Muslim men there. Han men raping Muslim women. Homosexuals throwing off buildings in the Middle East. Do you protest? No, no, no. Got nothing to say. Yeah, real persecution and their lips are sealed. But hey, a black man gets peeled by a cop.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. As far as the president's next steps, Republican Senator from Oklahoma James Lankford tells Fox News,
"Well, the president, I would assume, is going to come out and say, okay, we're going to go back and reevaluate this. Clearly, no president is supposed to be, until today, bound by the actions of a previous president. No president can make legislation that can't be undone. But now the court has said any president can only undo the actions of a previous president if the court agrees to that. And that's absurd, again, on its face."
More than 1.5 million workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. As businesses continue to reopen, 20.5 million people continue receiving unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News. The attorney for a former Atlanta police officer facing a charge of felony murder in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks is telling Fox News that the district attorney made several false claims in his statements on Wednesday. Lance LaRusso, attorney for that officer, says,
"Mr. Brooks was not running away. Mr. Brooks turned and offered extreme violence towards a uniformed law enforcement officer. If he was able to deploy the taser, it would incapacitate Officer Rolfe through his body armor, and at that point, if he decided to disarm another officer, he would be in possession of a firearm."
United Airlines says anyone who refuses to wear a mask on their flights will be placed on a restricted list and banned. The new policy takes effect on Thursday. The cases of anyone being banned will be reviewed. Other major airlines have required passengers to wear masks, but have not detailed any sanctions for those who refuse to do so. This comes after the airline also banned alcohol on flights. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know my audience, and you're still out there worried. Some of you are anyway. You're going, "I don't know, Kev." You worry that the deep state, America, will elect brain dead Joey Fingers, and the country will be in shambles. That's what you believe. You believe that you have no faith, right? You're like, "Kevin, man, I just see all this stuff going on. There's a lot of chaos." Yeah, there is. There's a lot of chaos. Now, let me ask you this. How much chaos would there be if you didn't have a guy like Donald Trump at the helm? How much chaos would there be if Ted Cruz were your guy? A lot of people wanted Ted Cruz. He fought to the end. What about Kasich? Remember him? Most people don't, or you don't want to. What if Lindsey Graham had made it? By the way, you know, the Senate has issued a lot of subpoenas. They got a lot of people coming to testify before the Senate. You're not hearing a word about that. Remember how much coverage the House committees got? The Judiciary Committee, the House Intelligence Committee? Bringing all these people in over a sham? And you got a legitimate beef with Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all of them. They've been subpoenaed. They got to appear before the House and testify. I mean, before the Senate. Not a word. Yeah. And that's part of the reason why you're concerned, right? You're like, "Oh, Kevin, this is not going to get out, dude." Oh, yeah, it will. Don't worry. Don't worry. The Democrats know what they're doing. They, "Oh, man, we got all this racial tension and all that." Trust me. There are certain things that, it's like hearing a beautiful singer, an opera singer, and there's all this noise going on, and then you hear this beautiful note just pierce the whole thing, man, just, "Oh!" That ain't it, but you know what I'm talking about. I've lost my voice. I used to be able to sing, man. See, I'm trying to get low. Get low, obviously. I used to be able to sing. But now I do so much radio now, my voice is constantly gone. I was talking to Travis, because Travis is a buddy of mine. And Travis, when you're talking, he's like, "Hey, Kevin, how's it going, buddy?" And it sounds raspy. But then he goes to sing, and every time I talk to Travis, I think he's hoarse. I think he's about to lose his voice. Then he goes and does another concert the next night. It's amazing. It's real talent. I mean, definitely working that voice and making it all, yeah. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. My beautiful, sexy voice. No, you have no faith. I'm here to tell you that, see, I'm convinced that God has already mapped out Trump for a second term. I'm not trying to get all spiritual and biblical on you, but I'm just saying, I believe God has mapped this out. Now, there's a ton of other evidence that helps me to come to that conclusion. I think God is lighting the path, as Joel Osteen would say. God does not give you lights that shine all the way down the road. Your lights will shine just enough in front of you so you to see. You don't, if God showed you the whole way, you might not want to go. Maybe there's a mountain over there. Maybe there, you know, that's what Joel Osteen would tell you. I think God has lit it up. I don't even think it's a close call. God is going, man, how far do you want to go, Kev? I think I'll go 3 miles down to that QT. Okay, it's safe. This is too easy. I'm confident. And see, because I know God sees what we see, which is the Democrats are the spawn of the devil. I don't want to play a clip. This black police officer is, this is why I tell you God plays a role in stuff. Because you can't hate cops. Cops do too much good. How do you think you're going to get people to hate the police? Because a few bad apples do? Because, oh, black people hate. Most black people do not hate the police. Don't believe that for a second. But anyway, here's a black police lady telling her story. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but I want to play it up to the point of God.
I don't normally share. I just don't. But last night while working, I posted on my Facebook a video that I saw. And the video was of a child, seemed, appeared to be like a biracial baby, maybe 1 or 2 years old, that was, looked like at a park or a festival. And I don't know if the parents were getting up and leaving, but the child started hugging everybody of every race and ethnicity, every color. And I was like, this is what America is. This is what America should look like. And I have this little statement on one of my restrooms in my home that says, be the change that you want to see. So I shared the video and I put up a caption asking everyone to share and post. And the next person that you see, because racism is taught, just like love is taught. Love is taught and it is felt. But children learn love first when they are given love at such an early age. So with that being said, I share the video and ask people, you know, like friends that follow me or whatever, share the video, tag it, use that exact caption, the next person you see that isn't the same skin color or the same ethnicity of you, give them a hug or nice gesture or, you know, a compliment and be the change that you want to see. So, I ran home this morning getting ready to come back and go to my regular shift. And I had low gas in the car. Literally, this just happened. Like, today, June 6th. What? 8:51 I left out of my door. I had low gas in the car and I was like, I can make it to work on this. So, then I was like, no, I ain't gonna make it. So, I have a gas station right by my house. So I pulled into the gas station, minding my business. There was a JP unit pulled up. I would like to see any other officer be safe. And I'm pumping my gas. And a guy that's a taxi driver, young guy, it looks like he can be a little bit younger than me. He said, ma'am, he was getting breakfast out of the gas station. He said, ma'am, could I ask you something? So, you know, I'm pumping. I'm like, damn, I'll be late. I'm always late, but anyway, it's not you. But the young man walked up to me, and he said, and he's a young Caucasian guy or what have you, and he said, could I pray for you? And I was just complaining out loud. I was like, man, it's so hot out here, and X, Y, and Z is so hot. Man, it's early to be so hot. And I said, the difference in the races and the racism, and I understand what people, how people look at all officers, and it shouldn't be, but I just want to cover you. Immediately, I got chills. This young man prayed over me, and I got chills immediately. I gave him a hug, even due to the COVID-19. Gave him a hug because I realized that God was working. God spoke. He spoke to me last night, and I shared that video. And he spoke to me. He showed me how the power of tongue and prayer. And I was being the example that I want to see.
There you go. See, what I'm trying to explain, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And I hope you... I hope that that clip does for you what it did for me. And that's just the audio. You should see the video of her. This girl, this young, beautiful black woman who is a police officer, a protector. And she talks about this little kid, this biracial kid who got up after a festival and starts hugging everybody. And she says, that is America. Folks, I can't tell you how many people feel that way. Know exactly what that woman is talking about. They get it. And then what happens? A white guy out of nowhere, she thinks she's going to be late. She knows she's late, but she's asked for people to give somebody a hug. This guy didn't read her Facebook page, but he says, can I come up and pray for you? And he does it, and he touches her. See, that's what this country is about. Leftists, who are the devils, they don't want you to believe that exists. That exists. That's what permeates our culture. That is the culture of America. And I don't care what other subcultures they are. You can be black, Latino, Polish, Russian. It doesn't matter. The culture of America permeates. And that's what that lady's talking about. That's what that black cop is talking about. If you don't understand that black people get it, that there are people out there so mad at this Black Lives Matter nonsense. They don't, it isn't, oh, Kevin, it's, the kneeling is not about anti-flag, anti-American. Don't lie to me. Yes, it is. It's about anti-cop. It's about anti-authority. And when Kaepernick wears socks that says, you know, police is pigs, kill the pigs, blah, blah, blah. Don't try to convince me otherwise. I know too many black folks. I got too many of them in my family. Don't tell me what I already know. Anyway, I hope that touched you because it certainly did me. Stop worrying and start acting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Still as true today as it was back when it was first coined, the phrase, follow the money. Yep. You can tell exactly where things are by getting to the bottom of the financing. It's very simple. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Follow the money. I told you guys, if a man's house is burning down, what he goes to save is where his heart is. Does he save his kids? Does he save his wife? Does he save his animals? Does he run for his jewelry? Does he run for paintings? What? Even in the event of a disaster, You know, hey, there's going to be a tornado, you know, warning or whatever. What do you start to protect? It's a very interesting question, and it's not one easily answered. It really isn't. And it doesn't, I don't want to make a person a bad guy because he wants to save art. Maybe that art is something his grandmother or grandfather made for him and it was handed down, you know, from a generation or two. Maybe he wants to save heirloom jewelry. I mean, I would pray that most people, I would want to believe, I should say, that most people would save their family first, right? But let's say you got your family out. What would you save next? See, I say, follow the money. You'll be able to know kind of a little bit about a person by what they tell you they would go save. Maybe they're a type of person that would go, there's nothing in there that's more important than me getting to safety, period. If you're one of those, you would be really rare because there's always something in there you want to get. Maybe it's a computer that's got all the files of your kids' pictures or something like that. He saved this computer. Can you imagine Democrats if that was the case? He's only went in there and did it, saved his computer. Yeah, he saved his computer because it had all of his documents and memories and things. You know, it had his great-great-grandmother's old video or old footage or something. You know, it isn't quite as cut and dry as it seems, is it? But it is in some cases with the Democrats. Follow the money. BLM, Black Lives Matter, the most racist thing you could say to separate a group out and give them some sort of special dispensation. Oh, black people, they're more important. Well, as a black person who feels pretty doggone important, I'll tell you this, I'm no more important than anybody else. I don't care what color you are. And by the way, if you're I'm 79% black. Am I 21% less important than these other blacks? It might be of pure blood. I don't think so. Having a discussion with my youngest son, and you know, about, you know, he's biracial, and he's like, you know, we were talking about the N-word, and his buddies were like, oh, you can't say the, you know, he said the N-word, and he's like, I told my son, I said, you know, you get the added distinction of being able to say the N-word anytime you want. I said, anytime some white kid comes up to you and says, man, you can't say that, tell him, Negro, please, but use the N-word. Because you can say it all you want. That's the sad part about our culture, is some people can, some people can't. I said, now, you shouldn't want to say the word. It doesn't apply to you. But you can say it with immunity because you are black. That's right. Anyway. Now, what I want to talk about, I'm talking about following the money. Black Lives Matter, funded by a bunch of wealthy white people. They want black people to get killed. They want them to raise holy heck all over the country. We will fund you. I'm the opposite of that. Ask me how much money we raise. Wow. It's pretty sad when you think about it because you got to be pushing back. You need voices like mine. There are people listening to the radio right now going, man, we would love to have... Can you imagine if I had an army of people like me that went out there and said, I don't give a crap what they say about Black Lives Matter. That is a lie. Have you seen our videos that we make excoriating these pukes, these liars, these scumbags? The stuff that gives you real data about this stuff? Can you imagine if there were 50 of me, one in each state? What if there were two of me in each state? What if there were 10? What if there were 100? What if we were dominating the news waves with what we were trying to say? And we were letting people know we're not, you know, some strange beast out there. We actually do know what we're talking about, and there are a lot of us, and we could prove it because we could get the numbers. Can you imagine us being as organized and as well-financed as the other guys? Deals, smoking of massive fraudulent payoffs, trafficking of children, drugs and money laundering using U.S. tax dollars appear embedded in Barack Obama's book contracts. Former Vice President Joe Biden's Ukraine dealings, Democratic Speaker of the House Pelosi's alleged receipt of millions in drug money from convicted Mexican drug lord El Chapo. That was El Chapo's confession at his sentencing hearing. Back in 2017, Obama gave Pearson Publishing $350 million to create the Common Core text, a lot which sat wasted in school closets across the nation because of its leftist agenda. In turn, Pearson gave Obama the largest book deal ever known, $65 million. Joe Biden bragged about holding back $1 billion of U.S. aid to Ukraine until they fired a prosecutor. By the way, that's coming back up. Ukraine's, they intercepted something that showed that there was somebody trying to bribe Ukraine to leave this whole case alone again. This is resurfacing. But at the time, his confessions of blackmailing the Ukrainian president were recorded on tapes at a Council of Foreign Relations press conference. They were publicly broadcast. His son and those of John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, were making millions from being on the boards of Ukrainian gas companies, positions none of which any of them were qualified for. In John Kerry's son's defense, he essentially cut ties. He says, I don't want any part of this. Biden lied about the blackmail of the Ukrainian president, and the Dems voted to impeach Trump because he was asking the Ukrainian president to, hey, listen, you ought to take a look into this. I don't want it. If we're getting rid of corruption, we need to get rid of it on both sides of the pond. On April the 6th, White House attorney Rudy Giuliani filed a formal charge of treason against Nancy Pelosi and called for her impeachment. They haven't made the court papers public, but Pelosi's net worth of $150 million is pretty much something we should be looking into as well. They believe she received much of that money from convicted Mexican drug lord El Chapo, as I said earlier. And they wanted, they believe that this open borders thing is directly related to being able to bring drugs and sex trafficking into America. And if convicted, Pelosi, she'd face multiple charges. It's unbelievable. Follow the money, folks. Other politicians appear to be making millions of dollars off of us, using their positions in government. The Clinton family was at one point worth well over $100 million because of their racketeering deal. They're still supposed to be worth, you know, 40, certainly dozens of millions of dollars. Before they got into public office, they were worth less than $1 million. Obama, worth less than $2-3 million at best when he was elected. Now he's worth mega millions. We talked about their book deals, but there's other avenues in which these guys are making money. Now the publisher of both of Obama's books, the CEO, he's going to retire, sell their remaining Penguin Random House shares, and he's going to make a fortune. Pearson also owned the conglomerate known as Macmillan Publishing, which was Flatiron and Celadon Publishing, and they gave lucrative deals, get this, to Joe Biden, James Comey, and John Brennan. You would think an investigative reporter would not have a lot of, you know, I mean, you could easily follow the money here. It's not like it's that difficult. Everybody's getting in on the gravy train. So as I said, it's a truism. Follow the money. I mean, what are people doing stuff for? When somebody dies mysteriously, you know, in your household, you want to know the first thing the cops do? Follow the money. What's the motive? I mean, if it's a, you know, they were arguing all the time and, you know, this happened and the death occurred. But if it's a, oh, they just died, they go, well, we got to look into this. How big of an insurance policy did they have on one another? Follow the money. People do get insurance. Melissa and I, we're getting insurance. We were talking about it the other day. She goes, how much do you want? And I said, just enough so you don't kill me. Oh, man. Follow the money. It's easy to do with Democrats. Pick any high-level Democrat, I dare you. Look at how they've made their money. Backtrack, and you will find a trail of corruption that's about our money. They stole it.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, becoming completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.